Please turn with me this evening to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, the one which is previously read to us by Pastor. My message concentrates or focuses on few verses, especially verse 20 to 23. I will read them again, and I will tell you the subject of my sermon. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and sacred things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him." Verse 23, "I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." It is amazing. My subject this evening, first of all, before I go to my subject, my wife and my children, my family send their regards and love to all of you. And they wish to be here, but they love receive from them. This evening, I'm going to talk about two things declared by Daniel. This is my subject. Two things declared by the prophet Daniel. It's amazing when we see things are declared in the Bible from time to time. True statements which are helpful and mighty and powerful to help us in our life and to help the challenge of our time and to understand also our Lord and our Creator better, in a better way. Of course, such kind of declarations, I call it, comes from true believers given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So God, in his mighty power, inspired this man, Daniel. Of course, this is done after his prayer is answered. You have attended the reading earlier. Daniel and his friends prayed before the Lord about difficult situation that was in that time. The situation of that time was life-threatening. Daniel himself and his few friends were sought after to be killed. And in that kind of situation, the only way to tackle or to face this kind of situation is to go to the Lord. The time we are in is difficult, you know. And the only answer and the only solution is God, our God. So Daniel knew this, and he gathered his friends and they prayed. An amazing thing happened. The Lord, our God, revealed the secret. So I will go in my first point to the background. But in this situation, after the answer to his prayer, Daniel declared this declaration. The declaration is verse 20. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever." And declaration, "For wisdom and might are his." So these two important things are declared by Daniel because he knew very well God is amazing God, who has these two things alone, wisdom and might. So these two things are very, very vital and important. I know many young people here this evening. I'm glad to see you all. You need wisdom and might. Friends like me, a little bit older, above young age, we need wisdom and might. These two things are needed by every one of us this evening. And this declaration is vital for each one of us. So let me come to the background of the declaration. The king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, in chapter 1, had conquered so many countries and nations, and he became mighty king, and he was ruling over 127 countries. And he gathered a few young people from each nation and nationalities, and his people, counselors, put them in university, and they were learning the wisdom of Babylon, or Chaldeans, as it is written here. And it is amazing, in that time, there was a lesson or a course about dream and interpretation of dream. I was trying to discover which college and university is giving a course in dream. But there, at the time of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar's university was giving a course on dream interpretation. Recently, I read in Japan, there are few dream scientists who are researching about dream of people and put something, plugs on the head of people and let them sleep, and they try to understand what people were dreaming. And they are trying to interpret dreams of people. This is amazing. It happens now in 21st century, but in Nebuchadnezzar's time, there was a course on dream, unheard of, unthought of. It's amazing. So Daniel and his friends were taught about dream. And I want to tell you about the philosophical principle of Babylonian kingdom. The Babylonian kingdom was based on two philosophies, wisdom and power, or wisdom and might. They conquered and won the battle. And now they understand that this kind of kingdom cannot be sustained unless there will be wisdom. That's why they were teaching young people to be wise, like Daniel, like his friends. And it's amazing, the king himself was considering not only a mighty king, but he was considering himself the wisest person in the world of that time. Why do you know? I know this because in chapter 1, the last portion of chapter 1, when the children or the young people, now I think at this time, Daniel was about in his early 20s, not later than one. He was very young, and his friends also were very young. But the one who examined them to give them certificate or passing mark was the king himself. If you go to universities, anybody cannot prepare your exam. The one who prepares your exam and the one who examines you, how much you know, would be the professor. So Nebuchadnezzar examined them, and he found Daniel and his friends very, very bright, and they were certified as wise people, as able to interpret dream. And he himself was able to interpret dream as well, the Nebuchadnezzar. But our God is amazing in his work. For any dictator who is living in this world or in past times, God can shake their position or their throne or their might or their wisdom by a very simple thing. By the thing he was prouding himself by the dream, the Lord God shook the throne of Nebuchadnezzar. He saw one dream and he was shaken. And his knowledge of dream interpretation couldn't help him. His knowledge of wisdom couldn't help him. His boast and his power couldn't help him. So he was terrified. And he was gathering people, those graduated under his from his university, and asked them to give interpretation, but they were not able to give him interpretation. So he started killing young people, young graduates, and Daniel and his friends were pursued in order to be killed. This is the background. So as I mentioned it earlier, Daniel, when he heard verse 14, he spoke to the guardian of the king and the wise men, and he returned back and he started praying, and the Lord answered his prayer and he revealed the king's dream. It's an unimaginable thing has happened. One's dream is given to another man's mind and understanding. This is unheard of, but it has happened. Because of whom? Because of our God, our wise and full of wisdom God. So my next point is content of the declaration. Wisdom and might is his. This is the one thing that Daniel, after he received the answer to his prayer, spoken. So two things, wisdom and power, you can call them, are God's. Wisdom is the property of God, and might and power is the property of God. But declaring these two things as belongs to God was dangerous at that time. I say it was dangerous because if you and me were at that time, I don't know what we were able to say, but to say that for the king or in the kingdom which was established by wisdom and power, or in the presence of the king who said, "I am the wisest man and I am the most mighty king," it is not the right thing to say that. This is politically incorrect. If you are politically correct, you would say the king would be the mighty man and the wise man. You might bow down before him if you think you are politically correct. But Daniel never knew political correctness. He is a young man, I told you. He might be in his early 20s, but political correctness never happened in his mind. And he declared the truth in the presence of the king. He said, "Wisdom and might belongs to God." Nebuchadnezzar, I know you are mighty. I know you are wise, but there is one who has them all. That is God, our God. God has wisdom and might. In this day and age, you know, political correctness is mostly favored. And every politician, every man and woman want to be politically correct. But in the life of God, and in the life of faith, and in believing in God, there is nothing as political correctness. We have to tell the truth. The truth is wisdom and power belongs to God. It's not to UK, it's not to USA, it's not to any other nation. Wisdom and power belongs to God. Let me come to explain a few things about wisdom. What is wisdom? When Daniel said wisdom and might belongs to him, wisdom is in Hebrew, particularly described as skill to do things. Practical application of knowledge is called wisdom. If you know something and if you apply it practically, it is wisdom. I heard someone saying, knowing the red traffic light is something, and stopping at the traffic light is another thing. Stopping at the traffic light requires wisdom and understanding. So wisdom is ability to solve a problem. If you are wise, you are not going to be a person who finds or who makes things to go in a wrong direction. If you are wise, you will sit down and you will seek for solution. A few years ago, while I was here, we were looking for a driver of a car to bring a few children from somewhere around there. I'm getting old and I'm forgetful. So I went to the tabernacle and asked Mr. Cooper about somebody who is free in the afternoon time to help us in driving and in bringing children. And that man came at the end of the day. So Mr. Cooper told me, he is free. He can help in bringing children to church and take them back to home. And I was glad and I was smiling and I said, thank you, Mr. Cooper. And when I returned back, Mr. Cooper stopped me and he said, do you know? And I was eager to hear what he's going to say. He said, this man is the wisest man among us, he said. And if you give him a problem, he said, if you give him a problem, he will see right away the solution inside of it. That was about one man. And I found later that man was really wise. There are few people in the entire world, when you give them problem, that can see a key to solve that problem. Inside the problem, if you are able to see a solution inside the problem, you are wise. And I was really rejoicing inside because I was trying to find what wisdom means, and that is the best definition I found about wisdom. Wise men can see answer, solution inside the problem. God, our God, is like that. Look how Daniel explained God. In verse 21, he said, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Of course, this particular aspect of the word is about believers. He gives wisdom unto the wise. So if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, definitely you come out of foolishness and the foolishness state, and you will be granted wisdom by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives wisdom to them that know understanding. And he continued in verse 22. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in darkness, and the light dwells with him. So the wisdom of God is explained like this. If you give him problem, the Lord knows how to solve it. And the Lord knows the key to that problem. Amazing, amazing wisdom our Lord has. You know, salvation, I call it, is the most amazing wisdom this world has ever seen. Is salvation. Salvation is a wisdom of God. The Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary Cross. And if you trust on him, if you depend on him, you will be given this knowledge, amazing understanding, wisdom, how to live life in this world, and how to be reconciled with our eternal God, and how to see the world in a proper lens than seeing the world in worldliness. So salvation is amazingly the work of wisdom. But what about power? The Lord has not only wisdom, he has might. And this might, I call it power, is ability to do and ability to live, ability to walk, ability to live in this world. This is also in the hands of our God. For so many years, I believe this world is created 6,000 years ago, and I believe in young earth. That is true according to the Bible, and we have to believe this by faith. That is true. Don't believe and don't follow what evolutionists are saying. That is a lie. That is false. That damages the life of so many people in this world. So that world, which is created by the wisdom of God, is sustained up to now by the power of God. God has mighty power. When the Bible speaks about the power of God, you know the word power in Greek is dynamis. It is in Greek a power and an ability to give something, to do something, but it is a constructive power, not a destructive power. Our God has this constructive power. He sustained us and he blesses us. He enables us to live according to his kindness. So these two things are really needed by any one of us, by every one of us, I mean. And these two things in the New Testament are given to one person. If I go to New Testament, and if you bear me a minute to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, you see what I'm going to say. So verse 24, 1 Corinthians, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." You see, our Christ mentioned in Daniel's time, the power and the wisdom of God is our Christ. All power and wisdom to save and to help and to make us reconciled with eternal God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is important. This is vital for every one of us. And my third point is also important, prayer and the declaration of Daniel. Daniel, in verse 23 particularly, he said, "I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." Daniel, I mentioned earlier, prayed about the hidden dream, and he prayed about it, and God revealed it to him. And now, when he declared this declaration, let me read verse 21 again. "And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Daniel was mentioning this thing, wisdom and power can be given. Yes, it is of the Lord. The Lord has this wisdom and the Lord has this might, but it can be given. Prayer is something amazing. Wisdom and power can be given. So that in verse 23, he said, "O thou God of my father, I praise thee and I thank thee because you has given me wisdom and might." I want to tell this evening for many young people here, if you want to be wise, if you want to get the power of God, prayer is the key to get that. We older people, if we want wisdom and if we want power, we have to ask the Lord. And the Lord, who has both wisdom and power, is willing to give it to you. This is what is mentioned. "You have given me wisdom. You have given me might." And this man
as an answer to his prayer, is given the attributes of God. God's attributes. It can be given. It can be given to you. I say this, and I want to stress this, because the life we are living in today, and the time we are in today, is driven by foolishness. Foolishness is reigning all over the world. You go to America, foolishness is ruling America. You come to UK, foolishness is ruling UK. Foolishness has a place, a high place in the parliament. Foolishness has a high place in the Congress and in every nation. What about in our house? What about in our life? How much foolishness is working in us? So much foolishness. Unless we come and receive this wisdom from the Lord, the world is driven by foolishness, and we cannot escape from being driven by foolishness. Those wise people in the time of Daniel and the king himself, King Nebuchadnezzar, they think they are wise. They were thinking they are full of power, but that was false. Might and wisdom belongs to God. If we come and if we ask him, he can give it to us and he can make us wise. When we be wise, like young man Daniel in his early 20s, you can stand before the presence of mighty kings. Someone from here, UK, sent me one quotation. I don't know from where he got it. And he said, if you kneel down before the Lord, anyone who kneeled down and who prayed before the Lord can stand with the mighty, in the presence of the mighty, in the presence of anyone in this world. If you kneel down, if you pray before the Lord will honor you and will grant you wisdom and will grant you power and might. So this might is wisdom to understand the hidden dream, and also standing before the presence of King Nebuchadnezzar, that might, and without fear and without being trembled by before the presence of the dictator, he stood up there and he explained what the dream was about and what the dream's interpretation is. So wisdom and power can be granted. Wisdom and power can be given. If you pray for wisdom, young people, the Lord will grant you that wisdom, and you will not going to be fooled by the world. You will not going to be fooled by Satan. You will not going to be fooled by crazy friends who want us to stay the whole night looking Facebook and so on. You will not be fooled. You'll be wise. My fourth point, comment on the declaration. My comment, I said it earlier in several ways, but my comment on this declaration is wisdom and power are really, really needed by each one of us, especially in the time and the age we are living in. People don't know what to do because they don't have wisdom. People are in so many ways incapacitated by so many ways because they don't have power from God. So wisdom and might are vital things as they are declared by Daniel. But wisdom and power can be gleaned and can be gained by two vital things. Again, one, by prayer, and two, by reading the Bible. I say this because reading the Bible is profitable. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the young pastor, Timothy, in the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, he said to young pastor,
what he was experiencing from childhood. In verse 15, he said, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." You see, the holy scripture is able. There is ability, power in this scripture to make people young and old to be wise unto salvation. The only source, physical source, if you like, that can make you wise unto salvation is the word of God. It speaks and it makes you wise. It is able. It is said, I want to emphasize this. There is ability in the word of God to open our eyes, to grant us wisdom unto salvation. And of course, prayer to continue in life of wisdom and to continue in life of being wise and to continue from being deceived, from not being deceived by false teaching. Everywhere there is false teaching, false practice, false ideas. I remember Pastor Kadapan, when he came here and when he read his testimony of conversion, in his time, there was a movement called yes to everything. Say yes to everything was a movement at that time. Whatever it is, say yes, yes, yes. We shouldn't say yes to everything. We have to stop and think, is it wise to say yes for this or no? We have to stop, pause a while and think about it. So wisdom is important, you know. If you are wise, you will be able to handle your problems. Many people cannot handle problems. When problems come, some kind of problems, I can mention some problems like sickness, or bankruptcy or anything, temptation. If you are not wise, you cannot handle it properly. If there is argument or quarrel in family circle, if you are not wise, you cannot handle it properly. Wisdom is needed in every area of our life. So Daniel declared, these two things belongs to God. And he further declared, these two things can be given because I am given. The Lord gave me wisdom. The Lord gave me might. And he can give you wisdom and might. Above all, he can give you salvation, which is very, very important. And a door to be wise and to receive might from our Lord. May the Lord has his blessing on these words. So when I come to finish, I would ask you, do you have wisdom? I would love to ask you, are you wise? Are you made wise by the power of God? Have you known in your life that you have received wisdom from God? If not, it's not late. Come to him, ask him, and he will make you wise unto salvation first. Then he will make you wise to withstand the false teaching and the false campaign that this world is campaigning. You know, whenever I was here, BBC, some documentary things appear, and someone just pick up a stone and put it in half, and he says, oh, there is a fossil, 300 million years. Foolishness. You will not be deceived by such kind of foolishness if you get the wisdom of God. May God grant you this wisdom and this understanding and have his blessing in your life. Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, eternal, loving, heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, for you are God who is full of wisdom, and for you are God, who is full of might. We cannot explain it as we ought, you know, our weaknesses, but we understand that you are wise and full of might. Gracious Lord, as Daniel testified in his life and has seen it in his life, he asked for it and you gave him wisdom and might. It's amazing. It can be given. So this evening, if there is someone who is full and who is being fooled by this wicked and sinful world, O God, our God, turn that man and that young man and that lady or gentleman towards himself. Grant saving knowledge and grant wisdom and might to live according to your gracious kindness. Oh, bless this church, bless pastor, and bless those who are faithfully helping him, the deacons, and everyone who is worshiping in this church. Grant your blessing and shine out their testimony of wisdom by your mighty Holy Spirit, for them to be a true testimony as Daniel was before the king and before this area, East Dulwich, and even in the greater London. Our gracious Lord, put your blessing on this church and grant success and fruitfulness year after year, month after month, day after day. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.